WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
Support withdrawn. Tillerson in Mexico. I'm Elliot Francis. The Trump White House has rolled back federal guidelines allowing transgender students to use public school bathrooms that match their chosen gender identity. Reid Binion reports.
We will not be beaten down by this administration or any.
Transgender teen Gavin Grimm speaking out in support of transgender youth. The same day that the Trump administration withdrew Obama-era guidance on transgender bathroom use in public schools. The new guidance rejecting the inclusion of gender identity in the interpretation of Title IX. The federal law that bans sex discrimination in schools. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos was reportedly initially opposed to a draft of the plan, though she was on board with the new guidance by the time it was announced. I'm Reid Binion.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly are in Mexico City this morning for top-level meetings. Border security and top trade issues on the agenda as America's southern neighbor anxiously rethinks its relationship with the U.S. I'm Elliot Francis. Lively, sometimes raucous congressional town hall meetings are being held across the country. In Arkansas, Senator Tom Cotton was greeted by a very loud and motivated crowd. This woman voiced her concerns over the Republicans' efforts to change the current health care law.
My husband with dementia, Alzheimer's, and plus multiple other things. And you want to stand there with him at home, expect us to be calm, cool, and collective. Wow, what kind of insurance do you have?
The president says the so-called angry crowds in home districts of some Republicans are actually, in many cases, planned out by liberal activists. House Speaker Paul Ryan was met by protesters as he arrived in McAllen, Texas, Wednesday. Ryan was there to get an up-close look at the U.S.-Mexico border. Right now, Dow futures are up 11. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson, and we're already starting the morning out on a difficult note for some commuters in the Washington area. Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, where's the trouble?
And this is heading in southeast D.C. on 295 northbound. It is shut down. Accident investigation. All traffic is being diverted onto Malcolm X Avenue. I'll have more details on what you need to do for your commute coming up.
Metro is falling off the financial cliff fast, and the jurisdictions that Metro serves may now need to hand over more cash to help.
Metro's general manager Paul Wiedefeld says he's doing everything he can to balance the transit agency's budget. The one that takes effect in July includes fare hikes and more money in subsidies from the jurisdictions.
But at some point, there's nothing left for me to go to, and we're fast approaching that, and I think that's why in the 18 budget and going forward, the region comes to grip with that.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe says,
as of a couple of months ago, he did not have the financial plan ready to come to us to ask for more money. When he's ready and he has a comprehensive plan, we will listen and we will fund.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A veteran member of the Arlington County Board has decided to call it quits. After nearly 20 years on the board, Democrat Jay Fissette says he will not run for re-election this fall. Fissette says he has no plans to run for higher office. The results of one new poll in Maryland are no surprise given that Democrats outnumber Republicans 2-1 in the state. The Goucher College survey finds that 64% of Marylanders say they disapprove of the way President Trump is doing his job. 29% say they approve. And Virginia teachers would be in line for a modest pay raise under a budget deal worked out between the House and Senate in Richmond yesterday. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,776, the Nasdaq at 5861. Sports, the Caps beat the Flyers in Philly. College basketball, Maryland loses again. Georgetown loses, and AU beats Navy. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I had very, very serious depression. It takes all the joy out of your life.
Finally, there's hope for those struggling with depression. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that medication and talk therapy are often not enough.
It's almost impossible to put into words. You have no desire to do anything, to get up, to move.
TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication.
I was amazed. I wasn't even sure why I was feeling so well.
I can't really say in a strong enough way how much this treatment, this center, has meant to me. I'm very happy.
Isn't it time you actually felt great? Treat your depression now.
accepting all major insurance. For your free consultation with Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
Need firearms training? ValleyGuns2.com. That's ValleyGuns2.com.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And not a good start for DC 295 being shut down completely. Northbound traffic diverted at Malcolm X Avenue. Multi-car crash investigation is underway. So if you normally take 295 northbound, say if you come from the Wilson Bridge past the Naval Research Lab in that area, this will affect you. Follow the detour from Malcolm X, and then you'll push north toward the Suitland Parkway. What you can do is use southbound 295. Your southbound lanes are completely open, so if you're coming south, say from the 11th Street Bridge, South Capitol Street, Douglas Bridge, you can go southbound. An option for you to get into town, Suitland Parkway inbound works, or beyond the crash, if you take Suitland Parkway, then you can go north toward your destination. Virginia on 95, southbound, south of the Occoquan in the southbound direction for the crash after 123. Stay to the left to get by. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Probably not a record today, 74. Clouds fog early and then sunshine. The record 78. Don't think we'll quite get that warm. Isolated showers, thunder showers, 55 tonight. Tomorrow sunshine and near record warmth, 75 with a south breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 54 in Arlington, 50 in Kensington, 54 degrees in Washington. Did Education Secretary Betsy DeVos oppose the White House move on transgender protection? See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning, everybody. It is 5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk this morning. We are broadcasting live from across the river at the National Harbor, or if you want to go old school, it's Oxon Hill, Maryland, for the CPAC convention, the gathering of conservatives that happens every year. The president is going to be here before the week is out. The vice president is going to be here. This is where conservatives come to gather and plot their strategy and to talk about things that concern them. And we're going to be here today and tomorrow. At 6:35 this morning, we'll talk to a young man from Campus Reform. They're very big here at CPAC. We will talk to a former NFL player by the name of Burgess Owens, who has written about what it is to be a conservative and an athlete. Matt Schlapp will be here at 7:35. He's in charge of CPAC. And it's a whole day full of activities. And by the way, you never know exactly who might drop by. I'm Brian Wilson, and welcome to CPAC, Mary Walter.
Thank it's you good to have so you much. Here. Yeah. You know, I did notice that you did not announce that, of course, the most important people are here. We're here.
That's right.
With Heather's here, Red's here. We got Mike back at the station.
That's right.
So we're here.
And we will be bringing you the sounds of CPAC.
I wish we could bring them the sights of CPAC, because I have seen some people. I sent you guys pictures last night. I had no idea this was a costume party.
It's colorful.
I have seen the American flag worn in so many different ways. It's amazing.
Well, let's start off our conversation this morning about something that you may have noticed. If you still get the Washington Post delivered to your house, you may have noticed that's a very subtle change there. But it is sort of interesting. The Washington Post has changed its motto. A newspaper has a motto, and generally it is posted right below the masthead. So right beneath the banner Washington Post masthead on your newspaper is a motto. And I don't know what the motto used to be. I never paid attention. I always thought it was, if you don't get it, you don't get it. And that's what they used in all their commercials. But they have changed their motto, and here it is. You ready? It's rather odd. Democracy dies in the darkness.
I get it.
You do?
I do.
Yeah?
You have to shine the light on everything in order to, you know, drain the swamp. It's a pro-Trump slogan when
you think
about
it. You think it's
pro-Trump? Absolutely, because he's going to drain the swamp.
It's interesting. A lot of people thought it was aimed at Trump.
I'm sure it is, but it actually, if you think about it, it's actually you can twist it to be pro-Trump, because he's talking about draining the swamp and shining the light into those dark areas of government and cleaning it out, right?
Well, that's ideally what a journalism organization should do. But, of course, everybody immediately took to Twitter and started mocking this new motto of the Washington Post. I came up with a few of them. Democracy dies in the darkness. It also dies when you consciously decide to tell only one side of the story. That's a little long, I guess, for the the masthead. But that's what I suggested. How about this one? Democracy dies in the darkness. And we have coupons. I think we should have that.
That's only for the Sunday edition.
No, they have coupons every day. So here's what we want to know. 1-888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. Put on your thinking caps. I want you to come up with what you think the motto for the Washington Post should be. 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. Democracy dies in the darkness. And a lot of trees died to print this newspaper. How about that?
That plays to the base. I have to tell you, though, I get it. I don't think it's that terrible. I know you thought it was bad, that it's bad. I get it. I don't think it's that terrible.
Well, they have officially denied that it had anything to do with it, or aimed at Donald Trump. But nonetheless, it is a lot of people have decided they want to have fun with it. Phone lines are open, 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Let's see, I had some more. I went on a riff yesterday on Twitter.
This is why you don't get enough sleep.
That's right. Let's see, how about this? Democracy dies in the darkness, but it hasn't been the same since Herblock died. That's a really old reference. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, here's a good one. Democracy dies in the darkness, but when it gets dark, you can use this newspaper to start a nice fire.
This is why you're in radio.
That's right.
Too many words for the newspaper.
You are up and around this morning, Dan and Harper's Ferry. Give us your thought. What do you think the slogan, the motto for the Washington Post should be?
If it was an honest paper, it should read, this is not a democracy, it's a republic.
Ah, okay. Well, that's good. So you think that you just want them to be correct in their description of what government is. Thank you, Dan, for dropping by so very quickly. Michael in Upper Marlboro, you've got your thinking cap on bright and early this morning. What do you think the motto for the Washington Post should be?
If you don't get it, good move.
Good move.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. Thank you very much. Oh, look, Keith in Winchester, he's always a witty guy. Good morning, Keith. You're on with Brian and Mary Walter this morning. What do you think the motto for the Washington Post should be?
The Washington Post, we whine on your dime.
We whine on your dime. You guys
They're very good this morning. I have to give them credit.
They know the Washington Post quite well.
Well, as we know, some of these people have been driving on their way to work since about midnight, so they've had a lot of time, so they're awake.
Ray in Beltsville, you're up next with Brian and Mary. Man, you guys are at it this morning. You're on fire.
Good morning.
What do you say, Ray? What do you think it should be?
Democracy dies when we lie.
When we lie.
That's a good one. I like that one.
I like that one a lot.
I like that one the best. I like that one. That one so far, ding, 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 is a winner.
Yeah. Democracy dies when we lie. I love that. I think they need to reconsider this.
I like that one the best.
You got to wonder, where does this thing come from? I mean, first of all, it's an odd thing to put on your masthead, I think. It's just sort of an odd thought. And it seems a little... A lot of people thought it was a little dark.
It is dark. It is sort of dark. But I think you can see it another way.
I think it's a little dark and it's a little weird, and I think it is aimed at Donald Trump. But here's the thing.
Of course it is.
Here's the thing. How does that happen? They get in a room together and say, we need to change our motto. And then they have a conversation, and everybody submits ideas, and then you pick the best one. I mean, how does this happen? Or is it Jeff Bezos walks in one day with his bald, shining head and says, I have this wonderful idea, and everybody goes, I don't know, boss. But nobody wants to say that to the boss. And so it ends up on the masthead. It's his newspaper, after all.
Well, maybe I was going to say, do we have a motto?
But I can't say it on the
air. Okay, I was just curious. No one told me if we have a motto.
All right, let's see.
We may need one.
Joe in Winchester, you're on with Brian and Mary Walter. What is your idea for a motto for the Washington Post?
Morning, guys. Love the show.
Thank you.
The Washington Post. The truth stops here.
instead of the buck stops here. Joe, that's good. I like that. Man, there's a lot of creativity out there for 5 o'clock in the morning. This is unheard of. Well, listen.
That's a good one.
We want to know what you have to say, what you think about it. 1-888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMA. Actually, our motto is Washington, where WMAL's where Washington comes to talk.
No, I meant for the show.
Oh, the show?
Yeah.
Oh, we get up early so you don't, you know.
So you don't have to.
That's right. Yeah.
There you go.
All right, more calls coming up in just a moment. 1-888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. Your motto for the Washington Post. Right now, it's time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning. Now, if you are planning to head down toward National Harbor and taking 295 coming southbound, you are able to do that. Lanes are open, heading from, say, Chevrolet, Riverdale, past the 11th Street Bridge, and down toward the Beltway and beyond. All right, so that's 295 southbound. Northbound is a much different story. Closure, serious crash, and accident investigation. So listen up. If you use 295 northbound coming off the Beltway out of Oxon Hill, heading toward the Naval Research Lab, all traffic being diverted at Malcolm X Avenue. Now, this investigation is underway, and police at the scene say it could be closed for hours. So you need to think about your options. If you're coming around the Beltway before you even get to the Wilson Bridge, Suitland Parkway, that works for you to get into town. And anytime we have major problems like this on 295, we see 395 stacking up with commuters heading around the Beltway and taking 395 northbound and heading into town that direction. Keep that in mind. Virginia, 95 southbound, we do have a crash causing a little bit of delay here. Just past the Occoquan, one lane to the left getting by. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, here it is. It looks like it's going to be a nice day today. 74 degrees. Cloudy this morning. Sunny this afternoon. Tonight, there could be a thunderstorm passing through and an overnight low of 55. Tomorrow, near record highs, a temperature of 75 degrees. And Saturday, in the low 70s. Sunday will be a bit cooler, however. Temperatures in the low 50s. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 53 degrees at 517 on WMAL.
Attention, diabetics. With insurance, you may qualify to get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181.
Good morning, everybody. 517 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We are making note of the fact that the Washington Post has changed its motto after many, many years. It's that little phrase that they put right below the masthead on the paper, and it says, it now says, democracy dies in the darkness, which is a lot of people sort of thinking, that's weird, that's a little dark, and some people think it's also aimed at Donald Trump. Mary, as you know, said, well, it could be looked at another way. One way or the other, of course, here on our show, it opens itself up for mocking.
Yeah,
so,
of course.
So we're going to mock it. So what is your idea for a Washington Post motto that would go beneath the masthead? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
And Sylvie posted here, the Washington Post, lining your birdcage one day at a time.
I mean, what do you use a newspaper for? Wrapping fish? You put it in the birdcage? You lay it down for little puppies?
No, you know what I do?
What?
Well, because we heat our house with a lot of fireplaces, and we have the big stoves. You know, we have a really big stove that we put wood and coal in. I roll them up and you really, really tightly, and either tie them with string or I put them inside. If I make smaller ones, inside tubes, right, from your from toilet paper and
yeah,
from paper
so you
towels.
Make logs.
And I make logs out of them.
All right.
And use them to heat the house.
Well, it has a purpose then.
Yes.
All right. To the phone lines we go. How about Jeff in Winchester? You're up first here with Brian and Mary Walter.
Instead of, if you don't get it, you don't get it, how about just, we don't get it?
Well, many people have observed that would be the case. All right, Jeff, thank you for that. Dave and Sterling, you're on with Brian and Mary Walter. What do you think the motto of the Washington Post should be?
Good morning, folks. I think it should be, if democracy dies in the darkness, republicanism dies as soon as we can arrange it.
Yeah, the Washington Post trying to arrange it. I got you. That's very good. Dusty in Westminster. These are really good. Dusty in Westminster, do you have an idea for how the Washington Post might, what motto they might put under their masthead?
Yes, I think it should be, if democracy dies in the darkness,
than we're at its heart.
The heart of darkness.
They're gonna steal that theme song.
That's right. Wren in Martinsville out in West Virginia. Hello, Wren. You're on with Brian and Mary. What do you say there, Wren?
Good morning. I'm going to take their motto and just add a little to it to speak to their content. Democracy dies in the darkness. Democrat lies every day. and the only thing I would use the Washington Post for is to wipe my butt.
Oh, now. He had to go there. Okay. Wren's on temporary double secret probation. Roger in Bethesda, tell us what you think. What would you do? What motto would you use if you were the Washington Post?
I do democracy dies in the darkness, semicolon. We've lost power.
I know. And that just kills them. That's what this is really. They can't stand the fact. I know. It's really sad.
I
mean, you know, look, think of it. If you are a liberal right now or a Democrat in Washington, right, you don't have the House, you don't have the Senate, you don't have the White House. And, I mean, in every way, the American people have said, we don't like what we've had for the last eight years, and we don't want any more of it. And you're helpless. There's nothing you can do except change the motto on your masthead.
Well, there is actually a website that they have that has fake news on it for liberals who can't handle the fact that they lost the election. And they can go there, and on this website, it has all fake news about what Hillary is doing in the White House as if she had really won the election.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an alternate reality. It's a safe space. It's the ultimate safe space.
Lee in Manassas, you're up next with Brian and Mary Walter. What do you say there, Lee?
Hey, guys. My motto is the Washington Compost, we make up the dirt.
I'm telling you, I can't believe that there are this many
compost,
people.
That's awesome.
I can't believe that this many people who at 5 o'clock in the morning have wit about them. I mean, you know, sometimes I come on. I get up every morning at this time, and sometimes I can barely form words until my first cup of coffee.
And there is no coffee.
That's right. Okay, let's see. How about Dan and Harper's Ferry? You're on with Brian and Mary Walter.
Miss Mary gave me this idea, but it should be Washington Post. If we could, we'd make firewood.
Thank you for that, Dan.
They put the newspapers back to earth from whence it came.
Steve in Stafford, you're up next with Brian. Man, their people are on fire. So Steve in Stafford, you're on with Brian and Mary. What do you say?
Let's go with the Reagan quote. So much we know that just ain't so.
Ooh, you know? That is actually, if you think about it, that has deep meaning.
Yeah.
There's deep meaning in that.
How about Chris in Pennsylvania? I mean, all the way from Pennsylvania calling in with an idea this morning. Hello, Chris.
Hi. If you can't beat them, cheat them.
I love that.
Oh, my God.
We should have been writing some of these down.
Yeah, I know.
Because we could have done them a favor and sent them to them.
That's right.
That is a good one.
Steve in Manassas, you're on with Brian and Mary. What do you say, Steve?
Hypocrisy thrives in our carcass.
There we go.
There you go.
I like that,
Steve.
One.
Thank you very much. Don in Springfield. I think this has been this idea sort of has been explored. But here you go, Don. You're on with Brian and Mary Walter this morning. What do you say?
There you go. You stole half of my statement. This newspaper is to be used only as puppy pillow paper and birdcage liner.
All right, Don. Thank you for that. Listen, we'll have time for a few more of your calls. Right now, it is 5:22 on WMAL.
This is Jamie Witten. If you have any dental fear or just need a great, caring dentist, contact Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
2017, new year, new administration, and maybe even, with the right real estate agent, new neighbors. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and if you've been considering selling your home, take my advice and call Frank Brindle today. Frank Brindle of RE/MAX Allegiance is an expert on real estate, and he has perfected a marketing system that sells homes faster and for more money than other local agents. When George was looking to sell his Rockville investment property, he trusted Frank. Frank listed it, engineered the perfect marketing plan, and generated multiple offers. The home sold quickly and for top dollar. There's no risk to working with Frank. He will sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Not only does the nation's leading authority on real estate, Barbara Corcoran, exclusively recommend Frank in D.C., Frank has been endorsed by Sean Hannity of Fox News Channel, and it's no secret that I trust Frank. So call the only agent that I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
This is Larry O'Connor, and if you're wanting to sell your home, you need to know that not all agents are equal. The fact is, on average, most agents negotiate for 11% less than original asking price for seller's home. As a home seller, think of the amount of money that is lost in poor negotiation skills by average agents. That's why I'm strongly recommending Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Sarah and Debbie are ranked one of the top teams in the D.C. area by the Wall Street Journal. What separates Sarah and Debbie from all the other realtors is their exclusive system with over 5,300 ready home buyers looking to buy right now. Sarah and Debbie can sell your home faster and for more money than the average agent, and they'll guarantee that if your house doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you. On average, Sarah and Debbie's home listings sell 3 times faster and for 6% more money than the average agent. Call Sarah and Debbie direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Are popular video apps kids use, like Musical.ly and LiveMe, a playground for sexual predators?
They're like, can you bend over?
7 on Your Side investigates. Who's watching your child? Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11.
All of you have done terrible things.
Tonight, you will know who killed Wes.
Is it you?
How to Get Away with Murder. Season finale tonight at a special time, 9, 8 Central on ABC.
It is 525 on WML. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we have big problems on DC 295, but DC Park Police are saying it looks like they're trying to get one lane past this accident investigation. Multiple cars involved. Northbound 295, ready to come up to the exit for Malcolm X. That's where they had been diverting all traffic. They're still taking some cars off there because the volume's already quite heavy, but it looks like one lane can get you through. 295 southbound direction, all of your travel lanes are open. Coming into town, if you're coming inbound Suitland Parkway, that works well because when you get to 295, you're north of all of this activity. On Virginia's 95 near the Occoquan, southbound, the crash along the right side, still under cleanup here. Very slow to get by, southbound 95, northbound in the main and HOV lanes, your travel lanes are open. No problems currently around the Beltway through Annandale, Tysons, and 270 off to a quiet start. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll tack on a few more clouds and some dense fog, giving way to a mostly sunny day today. 74, the projected high, not a record. The record is 78. And I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 54 degrees. It is 527 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's Brian Wilson, Mary Walters. We are live at CPAC for today and tomorrow. So, by the way, if you're out here, you need to come by and say hello. Right now, we're taking phone calls about the Washington Post and their new motto, which is democracy dies in the darkness. What do you think it should be? The phone lines are open. Vic in Maryland, you're on with Brian and Mary Walter. What do you say, Vic?
Good morning. The Washington Post, we're not just fake news, we're very fake news.
Well, that would be Donald Trump's
yes,
recommendation.
That is good.
I think that's pretty good. Chris in Winchester, line 3, you're on with Brian and Mary. Hello, Chris.
Morning. Democracy dies while we survive.
Barely, though.
Yeah, I think you're right. Mike in Newmarket, we got time for one more here. Give me your thought. What should the Washington Post new motto be?
Morning. Democracy dies in the darkness. Move towards the right.
All right.
Oh, the right, the light. I like that.
Yeah.
That was all right. Very good. This has been fun.
We got one more time. Buck in Manassas, real quick. You're on with Brian and Mary. What do you say, Buck?
Not the right news.
Well, thank you so much for being
a lot
creative
of fun with this.
At this godforsaken hour of the morning. We greatly appreciate it. It is now 5:28 on WMAL.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. And I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. The good news? I can help. Dental implants are a permanent solution that I offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, as well as causing the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. So smile big. Eat what you want. With over 3 decades of experience, advanced training, and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single, pain-free visit. Call 703-503-9490. Online at SmileEasy.com. That's SmileEasy.com.
Republicans are having a hard time right now. They're trying to hold their town hall meetings to try to talk about what's going on in the community, what are the concerns of the community, and unfortunately they're being waylaid by protesters. So what's going on with all this? Is it organic or is it manufactured? We'll talk about it coming up after the news, 5:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson, and it's already been a tough commute this morning for some drivers coming into the district. Jamie Witten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. What is the latest word?
Well, it's definitely going to be a slow go at it. Northbound DC 295 and a lot to check out at the scene of the crash, but DC police have just released one left lane. Northbound 295 as you come up to Malcolm X. This accident involved 3 vehicles. Apparently, one of the cars overturned multiple times. It's like I said, a lot to see, a lot of debris, and that's northbound 295. I'll have more on your commute coming up.
Conservatives are praising the Trump administration's rollback of public school bathroom requirements for transgender students. Others, however, are vowing to fight.
We will stand with and protect trans youth.
Transgender teen Gavin Grimm speaking out in support of transgender youth the same day that the Trump administration withdrew Obama-era guidance on transgender bathroom use in public schools. The new guidance rejecting the inclusion of gender identity in the interpretation of Title IX, the federal law that bans sex discrimination in schools. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos was reportedly initially opposed to a draft of the plan, though she was on board with the new guidance by the time it was announced. I'm Reed Binion.
A longtime Arlington County Board member is calling it quits. Democrat Jay Fassett, a 20-year veteran of the county board, says he will not be seeking re-election. In Richmond, Virginia House and Senate negotiators have reached a budget deal, and if it wins final approval, teachers, college faculty, and the Virginia Capitol Police will all be in line for modest pay raises. And somewhere out there is a Powerball ticket worth $435 million. The winning Powerball numbers drawn last night. The game's website says there was one winning ticket. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,776, the NASDAQ at 5861. Sports, Maryland drops its second straight, losing to unranked Minnesota. Georgetown loses. AU beats Navy. Hockey, the Caps win in Philadelphia. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Trying to build a comfortable retirement is easier said than done. How do you know if you've saved enough? How do you figure out what your RMDs will be and which accounts you should take them from? Will Social Security cover your monthly bills? Or do you need to think about adding another form of guaranteed income? And what about taxes and health care? Yes, when it comes to laying the groundwork for retirement, we could all use a little help. The kind of help you get from Abe Abish at Abish Financial Services. He'll help you answer those questions and lots more. And he wants to send you a handy retirement kit to help you get started. There's no obligation and no charge. Just call Abe and Shelley today at 571-577-9999. And tell them you want the complimentary retirement kit you heard about on the radio. And be sure to check out Abe and Shelley's Retirement Key radio show, Sunday afternoons at 3 o'clock, right here on WMAL.
By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities offered through Abraham Abish, Virginia Insurance License Number 557-877.
At David Vigilone's house, family time usually centers around sharing stories.
Unfortunately, in our family, those stories include prostate cancer.
3 of David's uncles had prostate cancer, so when he was diagnosed, he didn't waste time. David turned to the physicians at MedStar Georgetown University Hospital to discuss his options.
I didn't want surgery because I work and I'm active. CyberKnife was the answer.
CyberKnife targets tumors with pinpoint accuracy, with minimal impact on surrounding healthy tissue or organs. Treatment is complete in only 5 visits versus the 40 visits you need with traditional radiation.
5 treatments, and I never missed a day of work.
The 5 treatments allowed David to continue with his active lifestyle.
At 68, I still work out, play golf, and travel with my family. CyberKnife made it possible.
Learn more about CyberKnife. Call 855-218-6642 or visit MedStarGeorgetown.org/prostate.
winter is here, and the dirt and grime can be tough on your rugs and carpets. So here's a tip from Joe Hadid. Ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean your rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are going to be cleaned? If you can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid.
For all your Oriental rug cleaning needs, just one call to Joe Hadid.
Joe Hadid has created a new pricing structure, so now everyone can take advantage of the Hadid quality and service. Right now, get 20% off any in-plant rug cleaning. Free pickup and delivery includes moving your furniture, rolling and relaying your rugs, and putting them back exactly where you want them. Minimum purchase is required. For details, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Heading 295 northbound through D.C. and southeast. It will be a scene for some time, but you can get through. So 295, the change for the better. Accident investigation crew, they're still out there, but they're no longer detouring traffic onto Malcolm X Avenue. You can continue past. Can continue up toward the Douglas Bridge, South Capitol Street, 11th Street Bridge. So that does work for you. Now, this did cause some delays early on, so we do have the volume. And like I said, with a lot going on, I'm sure this will cause the distraction. Southbound lanes, all open, so you are okay. Coming southbound down toward Oxon Hill and heading to the Capitol Beltway. Virginia, heading 395, wide open. Beltway 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Better on southbound 95, south of the Occoquan. That crash now cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
If you've liked the mild weather so far this month, more coming. Even warmer than yesterday's 63. Tack on 11, 74 degrees. Clouds, fog early, then sunshine. Tonight, an isolated shower, thunder shower, very mild, 55. Sunshine on Friday near record warmth, 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 50 in Dumfries, 50 in Bethesda, 54 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Ball, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 537 on WMAL. Good morning to you. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall. Brian Wilson, Mary Walter in the house today. And the house that we're in is not our normal house. We're actually on Radio Row at CPAC, the gathering of conservatives over at the National Harbor. And we're going to be here today and tomorrow. At 6:35 this morning, we'll be joined by Sterling Beard of Campus Reform. Young people come to this.
There are a lot of young people here. It's great to see. It's really encouraging.
And it's very exciting to see what's on their mind. He'll join us at 6:35. Burgess Owens is a former NFL player and author of a new book.
apologize for that. We're having a little bit of a technical problem here at CPAC. You know, when you're on live remote, you are using some really, really complicated technology, and sometimes the technology does go south on us, so we just want to apologize for that. And while we're getting that technology fixed, and we think that fix will be coming in just a matter of moments, we'll get back on the line. Mary Walters on the other line. Hello, Mary.
Hi. I'm going to go to the other side of the room and talk to you from over there. All right, if you don't mind. You know what it was? We stopped feeding the squirrels.
Is that what it was?
Exactly what it was. We stopped feeding the squirrels.
You've got to pay that power bill, that's for sure.
Exactly.
So here's what we were talking about. We were going to talk about it, at least. Right now in the nation, there are these members of Congress who are going back home, and they are having town hall meetings everywhere they go. And it turns out that in a lot of these town hall meetings have turned into things where the people can't actually have a conversation about what's going on in their community, because there are protesters there who have taken over these town hall meetings. And so we're trying to figure out what should be done. What should Republicans do? Should they continue to try to have the town hall meetings and just sit there and be abused by people, many of them, I think, who do not even live in their district, or do they go find other ways to communicate with the community? It's a real struggle for them.
But it's not a struggle, and this is what makes me so crazy about the Republicans. Learn from the Democrats. What did the Democrats do when they were having meetings? Remember, this became a problem in some Democrat meetings with Tea Party people. So what did they do? You had to present ID at the door to prove that you lived in the district of the politician who was speaking. It's such a simple thing to do, and Republicans refuse to learn. I don't understand it. It's so easy. You can nip this in the bud. Boom. Done.
Well, you might have a few people who live in the district.
You might have a few, but
you're not going to have 100.
You're not going to have people bust in from other districts in order to come in just to cause trouble. So there's an easy fix for this to help tamp it down and to really hear the concerns of the people you represent.
Now, I read this other story this morning. One of the local TV stations has done a story about Barbara Comstock, one of our local members of Congress over in Virginia. Now, she has not held a town hall meeting, and this is irritating the people who want to protest her. And they're now sort of, you know, egging her on. Why won't you have a town hall meeting so we can come and harass you?
So we can destroy it.
You know, why in the world would you want to subject yourself to that if you didn't have to? It's a difficult thing for members of Congress, because, I mean, I think most members of Congress, conservative or Democrat, Republican or Democrat, they definitely want to talk to their constituents. They understand that they need to do that. They need to hear from their constituents. Well, what's happening here is there's no conversation. It's just ranting, and it's manufactured ranting. Remember the thing that used to talk about grassroots or movements? This is not a grassroots movement. This is what they call an astroturf movement.
Well, this is, Nancy Pelosi coined that term, didn't she? This is what she called the Tea Party. Irony. What's going on here is, again, simple to go into, but what I saw this morning on the news is there are some politicians now who are just calling their constituents who have problems or have questions. They're just calling them, and they're getting a one-on-one phone call, which in a way is almost more personal than if it had to be done in a town hall.
Well, absolutely.
So there you go. So maybe there's some good coming out of this.
Yeah, I hope so. Well, in the meantime, you know, it's a real disappointment to the people who actually want to talk to their elected leaders.
Yes.
And it's not helping the conversation. Sure, do they have a right to do it? Absolutely. Should they do it? Not if it means that people who have legitimate concerns in their community can't talk to their elected officials.
They don't have a legitimate right to do it. They don't. They don't have the right to shut down free speech.
Well, I agree with you on that. Okay, so listen, we're going to take a commercial break right now, and we come back. We're hoping that our technical problems have been resolved.
A lot of people milling about.
It is now 5:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. It's first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
DC 295, that's where we still have crash cleanup. But really, I am so impressed that crews are still able to do this investigation and get some travel lanes open. If this could happen all the time, we could get some traffic moving through. And that's what's happening. 295 northbound, right as you come up toward Malcolm X, the scene of the crash. Multiple cars have been involved in it, a lot of debris, but two lanes get you by. So that heavy stop traffic that we had starting to move through the area. Also, southbound on 295, that was not affected at all. Your southbound travel lanes are open. We're open around the Beltway, heading toward the Wilson Bridge, topside through College Park and Silver Spring, off to a good start. 270 out of Frederick through Urbana and down toward Hyattstown, seeing those brake lights, but nothing reported along the way. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
If you've liked the mild weather so far this month, more coming. Even warmer than yesterday's 63. Tack on 11, 74 degrees. Clouds, fog early, and then sunshine. Tonight, an isolated shower, thunder shower, very mild, 55. Sunshine on Friday near record warmth, 75. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WNAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 53 degrees on WNAL 540. It's Brian Wilson and Mary Walter. We are live from CPAC, and we apologize for the phone connection. We are experiencing a moment or two of technical difficulty, which we expect to have resolved in just a short while. But, you know, as I used to say when I was on television and the things would go badly, it's fun to watch because you never know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
So, you know, hang on. We'll be with you in a more complete way in a short while. We want to talk about Mika Brzezinski. Did you hear about this?
This is great. She accidentally told the truth, and I love when that happens.
Yeah. Listen to this little clip, if we can find it, Mike, of Mika Brzezinski, who was on her MSNBC morning show with the Joe Scarborough. And she's talking about Donald Trump. And then at the very end, there is an incredible truth that is revealed by Mika Brzezinski. Take a listen.
I think that the dangerous, you know, edges here are that he's trying to undermine the media, trying to make up his own facts, and it could be that while unemployment and the economy worsens, he could have undermined the messaging so much that he can actually control exactly what people think, and that is our job.
Yeah.
Did you hear 1A? Did you hear that very closely? What she said there, Mika Brzezinski added,
he could have undermined the messaging so much that he can actually control exactly what people think, and that is our job.
Yeah,
and that is the brilliance of Donald Trump. Donald Trump is the first Republican to be able to control the message. They are awful at controlling the message.
But can you believe that Mika believes that it's the job of the media to tell you what to think?
Of course they do.
It's one thing to do it. It's another thing to say it. It's amazing that she was actually willing to say it.
No, she wasn't willing to say it. She accidentally told the truth. She did. That they truly believe that we are to consume what they put on the plate. And we have consumed it for so long. Which is why, again, this goes back to why they still cannot understand why Trump won the election. Because they put the propaganda on our plate, and we're supposed to eat it. And apparently, we didn't all eat it, and now they don't know what to do.
And that's exactly right. Again, I go back to what I said earlier. If you are a Democrat right now, you're rubbing your hands and you have no idea what to do. After 8 years of having a president who would carry out the most, you know, minor liberal whim would be carried out by the administration, even if they didn't have law to back it up. Now you have a situation in the United States where the Democrats really don't have, they're absolutely out of power on every level. There's nothing they can do except obstruct, and it's driving them crazy.
A new Harvard-Harris poll shows that President Trump has overwhelming public support for cracking down on so-called sanctuary cities. According to The Hill, 80% of voters say local law enforcement should have to comply with the law. They think cops should inform federal agents about the illegal immigrants they encounter as required. Now, right now, hundreds of cities run by Democrats are openly flouting the law. They are refusing to cooperate with the feds, and it could end up costing them. Reuters says that the top 10 sanctuary cities collect over $2 billion in federal money. President Trump has ordered Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly to hold back those funds if they don't cooperate. Now, not long ago, political consultants all warned Republicans cracking down on illegal immigration was bad, bad, bad politics. It would be the end of the Republican Party, don't you know? Many timid Republicans believed them and gave Trump no chance of winning the election as he campaigned on getting tough. Well, we know how that turned out. Now, the politics of enforcing our immigration law can be put to another test. I have a challenge for you Democrats. If you think supporting sanctuary cities and illegal immigration is such a big winner, why don't you run on it in the midterm elections? Go ahead. Look the American voter straight in the eye and tell them they are wrong. Tell them you believe in sanctuary cities and illegal immigration, and let's see where that gets you.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
This is going to sound like a horror story, but for some people, it's a reality. Imagine, you head to the mailbox after doing your taxes. You reach in, you think you're going to get your tax refund, only to find that somebody's already filed and gotten your return. Identity thieves can use your personal information to file for your refund or commit other forms of ID theft. Now, last year, the IRS identified approximately $4.1 billion in suspected tax refund fraud due to ID theft. Now, thankfully, there's LifeLock. With LifeLock, you have access to a team of U.S.-based specialists who know the steps to take to fix identity issues, whether it happens during tax season or any other time. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but nobody is better than LifeLock. Join now, 10% off by using promo code RUSH. Call 800-440-4833 or go to LifeLock.com. Use promo code RUSH and save 10%.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. Since opening its doors in March, the Manufacturing Knowledge and Education, or MAKE Lab, has attracted a wide variety of employees across Naval Surface Warfare Center, Carter Rock Division. The MAKE Lab opens training and production in AM, also known as 3D printing, to all of Carter Rock's employees who desire to participate and exchange ideas. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
The following is for a free hearing test. Do you hear but don't understand what you're hearing? Do you misunderstand conversations at work, home, and socially? Do you have ringing in your ears? Are people having to repeat themselves to you? If you said yes to any of these questions, HearingAidDoctors.com is offering a free hearing consultation. Top-ranked by Washingtonian Magazine, they have great reviews, do home visits, and can help things like this sound loud and clear. Make an appointment today. And if needed, you can get a new hearing aid at a special low price, starting at just $9.95. Call 800-811-8700. HearingAidDoctors.com is locally owned with 7 locations and staffed with experienced doctors, and they take insurance. Don't put off hearing issues any longer. Hearing aids aren't what they used to be. 800-811-8700. Even if it's for adjusting your hearing aid, the sooner you call, the clearer you'll hear. Visit HearingAidDoctors.com.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
We're going to take a look at the travel around the region, and DC 295 is going to be very slow still. We have crash cleanup northbound 295, just north of Malcolm X. We had a three-car crash. It had been completely shut down. It's still under investigation, but crews are able to let two lanes get by. I'm so happy about that. It was still with a lot going on.
I do expect that to cause a lot of the slowdown. So expect delays. 295 northbound. It's going to be right as you come off of the Beltway and passing Malcolm X up toward the Suitland Parkway. Southbound side, however, no delay. All of your travel lanes have been open. Let's get you around the region. Beltway off to a quiet start. Heaviest stretch of the Beltway I see right now is on the top side, just as you approach University Boulevard around Georgia Avenue and 270. Starting to see the morning rush hour get into effect here through Urbana and down to Hyattstown. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll tack on a few more clouds and some dense fog, giving way to a mostly sunny day today. 74 the projected high, not a record. The record is 78. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here, and last month you heard me tell you all about Thompson Creek Window Company's biggest sale of the year, and that sounded good to a lot of you. Well, here is something that sounds even better. Thompson Creek Window Company is extending their biggest sale of the year for this week. You can still get the lowest window prices of the year with 25% off every window. Here's what you need to do. Call 855-57-CREEK right now. That's 855-57-CREEK. Tell them Brian Wilson sent you. Thompson Creek eliminates the middleman by designing, building, and installing their own super energy efficient windows right here in their local factory. And that sounds good to me. Call 855-57-CREEK. Tell them Brian Wilson sent you, and you'll get 25% off each window this week with the biggest sale of the year extension. Put an end to those drafty windows and high utility bills. Pick up your phone and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK or online at thompsoncreek.com.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
What could you do with an extra $500, $1,000, or even $1,500 per month? How would that change things for you? Would you take a vacation, pay off bills, or just feel a bit more secure about your retirement? What if I told you there may be a way to make your dreams a reality? I'm talking about trading and investing in the market. Oh, and the best part is, you can do all of this in just a few hours a week from your home, using your laptop or smartphone. Learn how to make money when the market goes up, down, or sideways. Sound interesting? Call my friends at Online Trading Academy. They have put together a do-it-yourself investors kit that they want to send to you right away. You will get videos, hand-picked investing articles, and one of their most popular courses, and it's all for free. They will even throw in 2 free tickets to their next workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. You can do this. Just text the word INVESTOR to 797979. That's INVESTOR to 797979. Text INVESTOR to 797979. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Borrelia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. Here's a story I hear from patients almost every day. Doc, they say, my teeth are a mess. I have a mouthful of problems and it's stressful and embarrassing. I don't even know where to start. I usually smile and tell them, relax. Coming to Cascade Center was a great start. Here at the Cascade Center for Dental Health, we can give you full mount dental implants that look, function, and feel just like regular teeth, all in one office, with one doctor, and in many cases, in just one day, saving both time and money. Rest easy. Our board-certified anesthesiologists will have you comfortably sleeping through the entire procedure. What the Cascade Center offers is experience. We handle hundreds of implant cases every year, even offering a 10-year guarantee on our work. This is an attractive, permanent solution to long-term dental problems. See our success stories at CascadesDental.com or call us at 866-25-SLEEP.
Well, coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk about Trump and his new transgender policy, which is basically going back to where we were before Obama entered that play. And also we'll talk about an investigation underway of CNN by undercover journalist James O'Keefe. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL. It's 6 o'clock in the nation's capital.